You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We know you're itching for more music while you're stuck at home or taking that walk. So here's an edition of Bay Area Beats. It was over 10 years ago that locals Sarah Simon and Kate Sweeney got together to play covers for fun. But that eventually led to them recording their own album in Sarah's living room. Since then, they've released two full-length records as Magic Magic Roses, inspired by car trips exploring California's natural landscape. They make dreamy, meditative folk music, and they released an EP called River this past fall.
When I was growing up, I did a lot of musical theater and a lot of ballet, and I wanted to be a Broadway star, and I did a lot of chorus. So yeah, music was always something I did in a very different kind of way. I never wrote music or anything, but I was always singing and dancing and performing.
Your chest.
I didn't really start writing music until college, when I was in this sort of funny little project called Subtle Brain with two of my friends in school. And we just started writing silly songs about like Super Mario and stuff. And then I would say that I didn't really become like a quote unquote serious songwriter until Kate and I started playing together. We met through ex-boyfriends, really.
Yeah. We like met a couple times, and then we were at a little dinner party. It came up that we played music, and then we were kind of jokingly like, let's start a girl band. And then we were like, okay.
Yeah, and then Kate came over and we played Jimmy Rogers covers, and she had been playing music in New York before moving to San Francisco, and she taught me some of her songs, and then it kind of inspired me to write some songs, and then we just kept going.
I had been playing music for a while before in New York, and then I had just moved out here. I moved out here with this guy who I played music with, and we were going to move here together. I came to meet him on the train, and he was like, I met a girl on the train, and I'm actually moving to Portland. I was like, okay, cool. So I was kind of like looking for someone to play music with, but I think I was trying to play it cool, like, yeah, like, it's we're just going to play some cover songs, but, like, really wanted her to get her and get in the band.
You tricked me. So she basically just tricked me into it.
This is our golden year. Look for the sign.
When we first met and first started writing, we were both kind of new to California. I was coming back to California, and Kate was also coming back to California, actually, in some ways. And we're just so enamored by it here, and we're taking all of these trips and drives to areas outside of the Bay, and I think that that's kind of just stuck. I think that's something that's so special about being here. We do well in like smaller, intimate venues where people can actually sit and listen. I always like playing house shows too, actually. We haven't done that in a while, but
I like shows when it's like you can feel the community there. Normally I sit down with my guitar, maybe light a candle, start playing something, and the chords usually come first and then words and melody.
I think it's similar. I usually sit down with a guitar, sometimes a keyboard these days, and just start playing some chords and then start singing kind of gibberish melodies to go over it. And I record everything on my phone, just like a bunch of little ideas. So if you, it's like, I hope no one ever like finds my voice memos because it would be so embarrassing. All of these really terrible fragments of like gibberish songs. And sometimes I'll sort of come to Kate with some ideas, but a lot of it gets fleshed out just through playing it together, I would say.
Just the image of your
over time, we've started to make it more complex and interesting. I don't necessarily write with that in mind, but there's like a now much more possibility. Like I can write something and there's like a lot more possibility of it becoming bigger. It's not so much of like this one small precious thing that I'm doing. So maybe it's like more expansive, although I don't know if that's like exactly intentional. We've been in a band together now for a really long time, and so I think we've each gone through phases as songwriters until we just actually put out an EP of songs that we wrote together. But until that, we always wrote our own songs and then brought them to the band. Even though we were writing our own music, like there were a lot of shared themes and imagery, and I think it's cool that we've kind of moved through different phases of our lives like alongside of each other, and that's like showed up through our music. A lot.
Sarah Simon and Kate Sweeney are members of the band Magic Magic Roses. That edition of Bay Area Beats was produced by Truk Nguyen. And while they're not performing live, you can always check out their music online. Go to klw.org/Bay Area Beats for more information.